Playing now and running through April 26th in Annapolis is Compass Rose Theater's production of Rent, Jonathan Larson's award-winning rock musical update of La Boheme. The production, which has featured significant collaboration and partnership with Anne Arundel Community College, is directed by Stephen Emery. Joining me by phone to talk about it is Compass Rose Artistic Director Madeline Austin. Welcome, Madeline.
Thank you.
So it's now somehow been 30 years since this piece took Broadway by storm, winning a posthumous Tony and Pulitzer for Larson. In many ways, its original look at love, loss, identity, illness in the East Village was a product of its time, but we're seeing a number of revivals lately. I wonder how you would say the company has worked to revisit that past for today's present.
Oh, that's a great question. But I think what I remember of those days in New York, where I lived, when this first premiered at the New York Theatre Workshop, you know, there was a climate of fear. And I think that has returned in today's world. There seems to be a climate of fear as well. And people are looking for messages of hope, ways to deal with tragedy. And I think revisiting Rent is certainly a reminder of the unknowing and the fear surrounding what this terrible plague was. You know, now we have an uncertainty about where America is in the world. So I think that it's an important piece. The music still stands and is just gorgeous. It's still relevant. I think it's wonderful that we can go back like we do with Shakespeare. Like, what is these things that were ageless? And I think in a way, Rent, surprisingly, is ageless as well.
As with its source material in La Boheme, some of that resonance and relevance continues in the way that it balances the world around it with the individual stories of a tapestry, a collection of multiple distinct characters. How does one balance the forest and the trees of the big picture community that this show encompasses and this wonderful collage of individual human storylines?
It's truly casting. I think you have to hire professionals like Stephen did, who not only can sing beautifully, but can also act beautifully, that find the message through the music, and that the music in Jonathan Larson's really pushes the story forward. It really gives you texture and background information that you need to understand this world, and then, of course, identify with it. I think some people fear, well, it was 30 years ago that this was done. Sometimes pieces do get stale, or they're not as relevant, or they just don't fit in today's climate. And I think Rent transcends that. It's universal, and it will always be done because I think it speaks to the audience.
Speaking of the company and the skills of the performers, you boast on this production a wonderful mix of acclaimed professionals and students and participants from Anne Arundel Community College. Tell me a little bit about that partnership, both on stage and behind the scenes, how that has supported this production.
Well, this is, to us, a very exciting partnership. One of the mandates, the teaching mission of this wonderful theater is that we give young artists an opportunity to work with professionals so they learn from the professionals. They understand what a rehearsal process is, what's a professional audition. They learn from other technicians, sound designers, lighting designers. And so in this particular relationship, the majority of backstage, all the operators of sound and lighting, the stage manager, are all part of AACC. They either have graduated and are alums, or they're actual students. So these students are getting this professional experience and a professional credit on their resume. I've directed at AACC because I'm an instructor there of acting, and I find there's such a great community of actors that keep coming back and designers that keep coming back, and they come back for the AACC main stage, but now a lot of them came back for this, the Compass Rose production. Compass Rose lost its space because Maryland Hall is renovating. This also came up because Steve Urbanky, who is the chair of the theater department, wanted to do Rent. And I said, well, ironically, Compass Rose wants to do Rent. So this is the first partnership we've had with them. And so far, it's been tremendous. Steve Urbanky and Clint Bueller and Dean Morse, who's the head of the School of Performing Arts, they have all been so supportive of this partnership. And we've been selling out. Reviews have been incredible. So it's so far, it's just been a win-win for not only the students and the school, the college itself, which is a wonderful college, but also for Compass Rose Theater. It's been very, very rewarding.
I've been speaking with Madeline Austin, Artistic Director of Compass Rose Theater, about their current revival of Rent, playing through April 26th in Annapolis. For tickets, and shows are selling out, and more information, you can go online to compassrosetheater.org. Thank you so much for your time today, Madeline, and congrats on the great reviews.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.